Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Now to Havana, Cuba, not known for a flowering of democracy, but change is afoot in Cuba. Joining us now is Randall C. Archibald, a reporter for our partner, The New York Times, where we learned this morning, Randall, that maybe it's okay not to be a Castro and be a political leader in Cuba. What's the change we're talking about this morning?
Well, the Cuban Communist Party held their Congress where they make big changes. This is the first one since 1997. And I guess the sort of headline news here is that for the first time, someone whose last name is not Castro was appointed to the upper rungs. His name is Jose Machado Ventura. He fought alongside Raul during the revolution in the mountains. He's very closely tied to Raul, who rose to the number one position. Fidel Castro let the world know last month that he had not held a party position since he fell ill back in 2006. So this was sort of, a transition of sorts. People had been expecting maybe a younger person. Machado is 80. People had been expecting maybe a younger person might rise up. Raul has been sort of self-castigating both himself and the whole revolution generation for not grooming younger leaders. But in the end, he went with one of his old comrades.
So Castro creds aren't absolutely essential for political leadership, but you still have to be a part of the original revolution back in the 50s and 60s. What's been people's reaction on the streets of Havana insofar as you've been able to gauge?
It's important, as you note, so far as you're able, because it is a little tricky getting in communication as a journalist with people on the street. It takes a fair amount of warm up. You most often have to get inside their houses where they feel safer to speak freely. From that sense, what I've heard is people definitely are hankering for some younger, more progressive leadership. There was some sign of that. I mean, he did appoint three younger people, and young is a relative term here. We're talking about people in their 50s and late 40s to the Politburo, the main governing panel of the party, including a 50-year-old economist who's been the architect behind some of the economic changes that he's trying to push through. So there is some hope that perhaps one of these younger folks may ultimately rise through the ranks, but I think Raul made it clear, as he said in his speech, the rebel army of his generation is the soul of the revolution, and he, above anything else, seems to trust loyalty.
Any 30-year-olds or 20-year-olds rising as cadres in the party, or do you think the younger generation is holding out for complete change, Randall Archibald?
The interesting thing was, as the state television coverage of the Congress panned around the room, you could see some fairly young 30-ish faces among the 1,000 or so delegates.
Wow.
But there really is no sign that they have any say in party matters. I mean, this is a party run by the Castros, and
right,
will probably remain so until they ultimately leave.
With no changing of the guard that we can discern at this point. Randall C. Archibald, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, on the naming of the first non-Castro to senior leadership in the Cuban Politburo. Live from Havana. Thanks.